vision, or have another print disability, which makes reading, holding a book, or turning a page difficult or impossible. The content is copyrighted by the respective publishers. For more information, please visit us on the web at nfradioreading.org.
Hi, this is Nick, and for the next few minutes, I'll be reading from the day's newspaper comics on the Niagara Frontier Radio Reading Service. We begin, as always, on this Sunday, May 24th, 2026, with Family Circus. Billy says, "You're just a lightweight, Jeffy." As Jeffy's on a scale, he's holding the taper. "You only weigh 34 pounds, including your teddy bear." As he walks into his other stuffed animals, grabs an elephant, and stands on the scale again. Blondie says to Dagwood, sitting in his chair, "It's such a beautiful day, honey. Maybe Herb could be coaxed into a brisk walk around the block. It's worth a shot, I guess." As he goes over to Herb's. "How's a brisk walk around the block sound to you? You'll always be a brisk." Dagwood says to neighbor Benny, "How's a brisk walk around the block sound? What do you say, Benny?"
"Nope, not today, Dag."
Another neighbor, "I don't think so, Dag. I was just about to catch some quality shut-eye." Dag walks back into the house. "Goodness, honey, that was one brisk walk." "Brisk enough." Zitz. Dad says, "Hey, Twister!" As the kids, and Twister Cop. "I'm just here to break up any funny stuff." As Jeremy, Dijon, Sarah, and Pierce are all playing Twister. Beetle Bailey. Then Fuzz says to Sarge, "I know all your secrets, Sarge."
"Like what?"
"You hide snacks in this drawer."
"Well, I know yours too."
"Like what?"
"You hide your teddy bear up here."
"Stop, you're gonna hurt him."
Sarge has the teddy bear as someone walks in.
"Now what?"
"That's the mess."
Dennis says to his dog, "Meow." "Quack, quack," Margaret is confused. "Oink, oink, moo." "What in the world are you doing?" "Trying to teach Ruff a second language."
Mutz. You see Earl against a tree. Mooch is standing in front of a music stand. As there's birds chirping and tweeting and quacking and woofing and buzzing as Mooch is almost conducting them.
"Heck of the horrible."
Hagar says,
"Lizzie from the tavern kitchen is filling in for Lucky Eddie tonight.
Who wants a bowl of cold potato soup?"
"All I see is a hot dish."
As we see her take down the guy who says that.
Lizzie also moonlights as a shield maiden.
"I can't believe I miss Lucky Eddie."
Hi, and Lois.
Dad and Ned are walking outside at night. "It's a perfect night for stargazing. There's the Big Dipper. That's the only constellation you know." "That's not true. There's Cassiopeia, Orion, Aquarius. Where?" "They're all up there somewhere."
Brian's at Orange. We see some people on the cruise ship. As captain's talking to a chef, is a helicopter's coming in with an Uber's Eats, and a boat's flying up to a pizza delivery.
"You wanted to know what the passengers think of your buffets? May I have a slice
of the pizza?" Break of day. We see we're at McFloaters. As a balloon is ordering, as the cashier goes,
"What kind of pop would you like with your meal?"
And Sophie Smith, a little sparky, says,
"People think there's only four stages of horse movements, but there are actually five. Walk,
Trot